Good morning on this Monday morning Life Church Lichfield's daily podcast. It's Steve here. Let me get you thinking this morning about logos. I don't know, when you were a kid, certainly I think my son was very much aware of logos on cars. You could look without seeing the actual name badge and recognise that it's a BMW or it's a Mercedes, and all the very recognisable ones. The same with foods and brands. You know, we talk about the golden arches, and most people would know exactly what you mean and where you're going for your drive through. But I think probably one of the most recognisable logos in the whole of the world is what I'm holding now that hangs around my neck. It's a cross. It's one of the most widely sold pieces of jewellery across the world. And I think for the sake of this morning's podcast, I want to suggest that this is the logo of Christian faith. Many religions have great writings and supposed powerful leaders. The one thing about Christianity is that its leader became flesh and was brutally murdered by human beings with purpose for the sake of your sin and mine, so that we could receive forgiveness. I read the story the other day of a man who used to be in the SAS, and he was involved in the liberation of the British military peacekeepers who were taken hostage in the terrorist camp in Sierra Leone. You may recall it a number of years ago. His story goes that having entered the hostile camp and while securing it, the SAS located the hostages and released them from their locked cell. As they made their way to the Chinook helicopter, one of the liberating troops was shot in the back. He was lifted onto the helicopter with the freed hostages, but died immediately. As the Chinook helicopter took off, the rotor blades caused the rear of the helicopter to lift up first and tilt the helicopter forward. The dead trooper's lifeblood ran down the helicopter onto the hostages' feet, who were sat down at the front. He commented that the freed prisoners knew then the cost of their freedom. That heroic SAS warrior had given his life to save the hostages' lives. For us, the cross was the cost of our forgiveness. Jesus' death is the price of your life and my life. So God's love, I suppose, is cross-shaped. Eugene Peterson, who of course was the guy who translated the Bible into what we know as the Message version, and his whole life and his many writings have been an inspiration to me and millions of others in the Christian church. But he went to heaven in 2019. And at his funeral, his son Life said that his dad Eugene only had one sermon. Words that struck his own heart when his dad snuck into his bedroom at night to whisper over him as he snuggled down to sleep. God loves you. God is on your side. He is coming after you. He is relentless. Today, take the opportunity, as you're reminded of God's great sacrifice through Christ for you and me, to say thank you for the cross, the price you paid for us. And if you do, like me, wear a cross around your neck, then wear it with the right sort of pride, that you have no shame about a man dying in such a cruel and horrible way, because it was for the sake of our freedom that his blood was given. And so we thank God today for his great sacrifice that has redeemed you, I, and every man, woman, and child back to God. Lord, we thank you so much for giving your life for us. Thank you for what that is and for what it means. And today, we just kneel at your feet in humble gratitude. Carpe diem, make it a great day.